You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You'll hear us all live on Racing Radio from 1pm with Darren Owen, Kevin O'Malley and Andy Holding in the studio. Big day racing as well. It's the final Group 1 of the season at Doncaster. We've also got good racing at Newbury as well on the flat. Superb stuff over the obstacles at Cheltenham and Kelso as well over the jumps in the afternoon with evening action at Kempton, so plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton, joined in the studio by Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. Yeah, in the rudest of health. If I was any better, I'd need to see a doctor.
Not sure that's quite how it works, but...
Does it my will?
You've got a skip in your step today, Pimmy. Is it because the jumps is back proper this weekend?
Well, exactly. It's started, hasn't it? Can you believe it, though? October, end of October, and they're having to water.
I know, it's mad,
goodness gracious me, it's a crazy world we live in. But anyway, we've got some cracking stuff. It's sure to be well watered. I bet you it rides on the easy side of good, personally. They seem to do that at Cheltenham. And to be honest, I don't condemn that because, you know, we want these horses safe and sound, don't we? That's a big thing.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, the adrenaline is rushing through the bloodstream now.
Yeah. First meeting at Cheltenham, Friday, Saturday, of course. Obviously, this will be looking at a Saturday's edition of that. We've got Aintree as well on Sunday.
Yeah, the old Rome.
Yeah, so the two big tracks.
Yeah.
Back with a bang this weekend.
Oh, yes,
so
indeed.
Great stuff. What about life at home, Pimmy, in terms of, obviously, you train point-to-pointers and obviously a national hunt man at heart. Does it kick up for yourself at this time of year as well?
Yeah, we're busy on with the horses now. They've just nearly finished the first month of prep work. And then, obviously, as from the 1st of November, they'll start going to the gallops.
Yeah.
We picked up a horse at the sales yesterday that's been running in Ireland. He's still a maiden. And because he's fit, we'll get him cracking on early doors. He'll be running sort of first or second week in December up at Hexham.
Yeah.
But the others won't be ready to rock and roll till mid-January.
Have you found another De Hallo Tourneur, do you think?
Well, one thing, he's a great big beast for a four-year-old. He's massive, very big indeed. So he might just be lacking a little bit of strength, to be honest. He has been placed in his native island.
Yeah.
And on his debut run last spring, the two horses that beat him, one sold for $340,000 and the other one sold for $170,000.
Not bad.
And he's half-brother to, is it Don't Kick or Bite, the J.P. McManus horse?
Yeah, Don't Kick Nor Bite, yeah.
That's the one, yeah. He's a half-brother to that. So, you know, he's got plenty of things going for him.
Yeah.
That we'll see.
Good luck.
Yeah, it'd be nice. It'd be nice to get an early start, actually.
Yeah.
Just to get us a little bit of momentum, a bit of rhythm into the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you went to Wetherby for their first jumping meeting as well. So you're fully fledged national hunt going again.
Oh, yeah, we're back into it now. It's all good stuff.
It is. Superb Saturday to look forward to as well. Whatever your preference, flat or jumps racing, two really good flat cards at Doncaster and Newbury and Cheltenham and Kelso over the obstacles. So top stuff to look forward to this Saturday. Pimmy's going to look at a few races for us, a couple at Cheltenham and, of course, the feature race at Doncaster, which is now known as the Verton Futurity Stakes, or the Vertem Futurity Stakes, final Group 1 of the season. 2-year-olds in action there, and obviously we've seen that as a stepping stone to classic success in recent years. So interesting to see what happens in this year's renewal. But before we get to that, we'll move on to that last of all, because we'll go through these in chronological order. So the 3:10 at Cheltenham is where we start, Pimmy. This is a handicap chase over 2 miles, or just short of 2 miles. Field of seven going to post for this one. And Big Martra, the 7-2 favourite at the time recording this. Modus is 4-1, along with Foxtail Hill. Lillington is 5-1, 6-1 for Duke of Navan. 13-2, Tommy Silver. And Vaughan Romanay is 10-1. What do you make of this, Pimmy?
Yeah, I'm quite taken aback when you've read that betting to me, to be perfectly honest. Big Matra is obviously interesting. He beat Cobra de Mai the last time we saw him. That was up there, over 2.5 miles. Good ground on that occasion. And he was driven out to land the spoils there. There's obviously plenty more to come from him. He's a very, very good up-and-coming trainer in the shape of Harry Whittington. And he's certainly going to be a player tomorrow afternoon. Modus, not quite so sure about him. I mean, he was a long, long way behind Finian's Oscar at Ainsley. But again, you know, you'd imagine that was going to be the case. And again, that was over 2.5 miles. This is just short of 2 miles tomorrow afternoon. So whether one or two of these might be just found wanting over this little shorter trip remains to be seen. Obviously, Linkton's been in great form of late. And again, won at Stratford the last time we saw him. Beating Rock Diamond by an easy 10 lengths. So there could be a little bit more to come from him. He's now looking for the hat-trick of wins this season. But I'm going to take a chance with the complete outsider of the field in the shape of Vosny Aromany. Got beaten last time out up at Kelso behind Nuts Well, but I do feel there's a little bit more to come from this fella. And I'm just erring on the side of A, he only ran 20 days ago, so he's going to be fit as a butcher's, and B, that a lot of these others have been running over a bit further and they might just find it a little bit shorter pace there tomorrow afternoon, dropping back in trip. So he's a big price at 10-1, and you can back each way the first two. So that was where I'd be having my few Penrith.
Okay, Vosny Aromany, the selection for Pimmy. He's actually the highest rated in the race. He does have a bit of Cheltenham form in the past as well, so 10-1 might be overpriced. You might be right there. That's the 3-10.
Again, just remember, look, we're Tizard, Nichols, Twiston Davis, Nicky Richards, the big boys are out to play.
Proper racing.
Exactly.
He's back. Proper jumps racing. We've got the 3:45 on the card as well, which is, I dare say, a little bit more competitive than that. We've got a 3 mile per temps network handicap hurdle qualifier, a field of 20 set to go to post for this one, Pimmy. The clock is ticking, the 5-1 favourite. 10-1 for Not What I Am. Weight for me is 12-1. Dawn Raider is 12s as well, along with Time for Ben. 14s for the Eagle Has Landed. King Calvin is 14s. Red Inventory, another at 14s as well, with Perfect Man and Angel of Harlem. It's on 16-1 or bigger prices for the remainder. Wide open betting heat, but must be said that the clock is ticking a fair bit shorter than the rest of them, Pimmy. Do you see why?
I don't particularly see why, to be perfectly honest, because he was chasing the leaders when he was the 9-2 favourite last time out. Then he lost a few places. Then he jumped a little bit skew-whiff at the last, and then he ran on. And he's 5th of 18 in that good hurdle race at Chepstow. But I think the clock is ticking for him. You know what I mean? And I don't particularly think it's clicking in the way that he's going to land the spoils there tomorrow. I thought it's very, very competitive. I think they have changed the rules a little bit for the Potemps final as well now. I think you have to actually have been placed somewhere along the line rather than just declared to run in a qualifier. So I think it's a little bit more like lots of times in the past, you'd just turn up and have a little spin round just to say you qualified for the final, but I don't think it's quite as easy as that these days. So we'll maybe just check that out while we're chatting about one or two of these others. I thought Weight for Me was interesting, despite the burden of top weight. He was behind Black Sambella at Warwick the last time we saw him, 157 days ago. The good thing about him is Philip Hobbs' yard is much better form this season. They were completely out of form last year, so there's definitely, you know, a word to be said about him. The Eagle Has Landed, course and distance winner in the past. Haven't seen him for 259 days. And again, on that occasion, he was tailed off and pulled up. So he's obviously had his issues. But again, with a very good yard that could ready one if need be. Of the others, I thought, looking for a bit of value, Dawn Raider was interesting. The 12 horse. He's very tough, very consistent in his native island. And he didn't run too badly at Listowel last time we saw him in September. So I'm going to take a chance with him simply because he always seems to run his race. Not saying he's going to win tomorrow, but I think, you know, you'll have a little bit of an each way price about him. So he was certainly a player. And the other horse that I liked the look of was King Calvin from the Jack Barber yard, Nick Schofield doing the steering there. He was a very short price favourite when we saw him at Newton Abbott last time out, beating Equus Flight. Didn't really tell us a great deal about him, but I just feel that this could be an improving sort, and again, there could be a little bit more to come from him. So competitive, as you'd imagine, for a per temps qualifier. But two against the field, King Calvin and Dawn Raider.
OK, King Calvin and Dawn Raider, the two for Pimmy then. I'm just trying to find the price. King Calvin 14-1 and Dawn Raider is 12-1. So
that's all right.
Yeah, a couple against field at nice prices.
Yeah.
In terms of the qualification for the attempts, yeah, as long as it hasn't changed this season, you have to have finished in the first six on at least one occasion in any of the qualifiers.
Yeah. So, but before, if you declared to run,
yeah,
you were qualified for the final.
Yeah.
So they've tightened that up a little bit.
Yeah.
So that, you know, there's not quite so much jiggery pokery going on to save your handicap mark for the big final.
Yeah, so you've got to finish in the first six in one of them, and only the top 24 will get in, obviously. So yeah, you've kind of got to play it quite right, I suppose.
Well, you've got to because you've got to be plenty high enough rated to get in nowadays,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah, it's very hard to get in nowadays, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the couple of races at Cheltenham that we're going to look at. And we're also going to look at the 4:05 at Doncaster. The feature race on the Saturday is the Vertum Futurity Trophy Stakes. A Group 1 over a mile, of course, the final Group 1 of the season. Two-year-olds in action. If you look at the list of previous winners, winners that have gone on to do great things, you know, Saxon Warrior won it last year. He was okay this term. Camelot won it in the past. St Nicholas Abbey turned out to be quite a nice horse. Kingston Hill, Kings Barnes.
Yeah.
The list is great, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, listen, it threw up a fantastic race last year, didn't it? In the shape of Saxon Warrior and Roaring Lion fighting it out. Mm. Saxon Warrior wins the Guineas.
Yep.
The Lion has done nothing but roar after that defeat at Newmarket. Yeah. So that renewal was very good. And to be honest, I think tomorrow's is a very, very tough race to try and predict. Some really nice two-year-olds. And again, it's just knowing what more from them is to come. And that's the little question mark that you've got to try and look. You've got to try and get that crystal ball out and see how much improvement is in some of these. Mm. Obviously, Phoenix of Spain is a worthy favourite for me. Well, I don't think he's favourite, but I think he should be favourite because...
I can tell you about it if you want.
Go on then.
Magna Grecia 6-4 being all the rage in the market so far this week. Turgenev 4-1. Phoenix of Spain is 11-2, Pimmy. 10-1 for Raqib Al-Hawa. 14-1 for Circus Maximus and Great Scott, also 14s Kick On, 16-1 Dashing Willoughby and King Otakar, 25-1 Kuwait Currency, and Western Australia is 33-1.
Yeah, well, again, that tells its own story, the market there. I personally couldn't have Magna Grecia as short as that. I think it's very short, but like you say, the dogs have been barking it all week, obviously from a yard that's proven to get the winner of this on many occasions. So you've got to heed that, but I just think there's no value at all in Magna Grecia. And I think the foremost is Phoenix of Spain at 11-2. He's a cracking each-way price with 11 of them going to post. You know, it got beat by two down up. Well, it's not in half bad, that, is it?
No, he's all right, isn't he?
Yeah, so, you know, I think that form is rock solid. Possibly because Charlie Hill's not quite as sexy as Gosden and O'Brien these days, but if the horse is good enough, certainly Charlie Hills is good enough. Jamie takes the mount as well. So I think Phoenix of Spain is a cracking choice. And if I was looking for something at a bit bigger price, maybe double figures, I think I'd take a little chance with Kick On, who, second on debut, got his head in front the next time. And there could be a little bit more to come from him, obviously, in the hands of John Gosden. And Kieran O'Neill, who rides out the Lion every day, gets his opportunity in a Group 1 tomorrow in those same colours.
That'd be good for him, wouldn't it? Yeah,
yeah.
Like that.
That might just be a little bit of reward to say, here we go, fella. Mm. You know, you've done a lot of hard work behind the scenes on the good lad. Have a go at this and Kick On.
Yeah, great renewal again. Just looking back through the list as well, also I didn't mention, which I really should have done, that I've won it in the past. Motivator won it in the past. Authorised won this race as well, you know. Brian Baru, if you go back far enough. High Chaparral.
Yeah, again, and all those seem to have like Coolmore written all over them, don't they?
Yeah, Edna O'Brien's won it 8 times in the past, which is some feat.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Only one trainer has trained more winners, I think, than him in the race. Do you know who it is, Pimmy? That's the question.
Well, I'd guess Gosden, but I'd be wrong.
No, it's not Gosden. He's got a good recent record, isn't he, Gosden? You have to go back a long way for his last winner, but he did train after that. I think his last winner in this race was... in this particular race, was 1993, something like that, early 90s. But he trained a lot later than that and had... I'm going to give it away if I give you the clue. But
well,
had,
I haven't a clue at the moment.
Had the best horse I've ever seen after that.
Oh, Henry Cecil?
Yeah, so Henry Cecil. Right. 10 times he won the race.
Did he? Right, there you go. Yeah, well, he was a genius, wasn't he?
He was.
He was a genius and, again, sadly missed. Sadly missed. But, yeah, it's all good stuff. All good stuff. And, again, what's winding down now the flat, which is, you know... interesting. Again, a lot of these lads will need a break.
Yeah.
Because they've been at it, hammer and tongs, haven't they? Two meetings a day throughout the summer months. Mm. Hard work for them, you know?
Yeah, yeah, very.
And I think Ben Curtis is is he riding in somewhere like Dubai tonight or to Jebel Ali today,
yeah,
flying back tomorrow to go back tomorrow night to ride the next day or something?
Yeah.
You know.
Some effort, that, isn't it?
It isn't half some effort, yeah. And the great thing is he doesn't have to go business class or first class because his legs are only small. So, you know, he'll be able to leg out a little bit in the normal seats.
Yeah, yeah.
You never thought of that, did you?
No, I didn't. I mean, they could put him in the overhead storage and not pay for him as well, couldn't they?
Well, they could, actually, yeah. Yeah, they would, because he wouldn't be overweight. And he'd definitely slot in there nicely. Yeah. You know, he'd get a proper little kip in that one.
Yeah, yeah. Could lay down, couldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy good days. If you're listening, Ben, it's tongue in cheek.
Yeah, we're only playing. Good. Anyway, we got lost a little bit then there, but
we normally do.
Yeah, but yeah. Good stuff, Pim. Enjoyed that.
Oh yeah, excellent.
Good luck. Enjoy it on Saturday.
Can't wait.
There you go. The thoughts of Chris Pimlott on Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1 PM. Darren Owen, Kevin O'Malley, and Andy Holding, the team in the studio.
Whoa, that's an interesting team.
That's an interesting team, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Darren Owen. I didn't even know he was still around. You know. You know. He gets.
You've not heard him calling.
No, but I've not sort of seen him in William Empire Towers that much. I thought he'd had the old. Uh-oh.
No, well,
Big E,
he's back. Waiting for the jump season, aren't we?
Ah, right, okay.
We can't tolerate his talking about the Grand National through the flat season.
No, true. Royal Ascot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kevin O'Malley, and who was the other one?
Andy Holding.
Oh, select team, isn't there? There'll be no room in here because they'll all be full of stopwatches tomorrow with them lot.
It will, won't it?
Won't
it? Yeah.
Click, click.
Thanks, Pimmy. So that's the team with the seal of approval from Chris Pimlott, by the sounds of it. 1 PM they start. Doncaster, Cheltenham, Newbury and Kelso in the afternoon with Kempton throughout the evening. Do join them for that superb stuff to look forward to on Saturday. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.